Chapter 6. There was a flurry of activity as soon as the pirates boarded their airship again. A ton of work had to be done to ready the vessel for a new journey. Aside from Squabble's duty swabbing the poop deck, the crew had to clean the feathered sails, restock Lix's galley with fresh food and supplies, and fill the balloon with hot air. Captain Solano set straight to work, barking orders at her shipmates and doing routine quality checks of every inch of the precious boat. Practically the only good thing that had come out of their time working for the Storm King's fleet was the strict and streamlined routine of their ship's upkeep.
"I can't believe you convinced me to go with you to try to chase the Good Fortune Garnet!"
Rainbow Dash laughed. She trudged up the gangplank, feeling the heavy weight of the saddlebag her mother had packed for her. It had about 10 pasta and potato sandwiches on sourdough inside, along with a scribbly treasure map from her school days.
"Pretty much every Pegasus says that it's only a school pony myth."
"Wouldn't you like to know for sure, though?"
Captain Solano reached her claw out and hoisted Rainbow Dash onto the deck.
"Imagine being the pony who finds the garnet."
In truth, the idea of returning the gem to Cloudsdale after hundreds of years did give Rainbow Dash a twinge of excitement.
"Yeah, I guess it would be pretty cool,"
she admitted, picturing the ceremony in which they replaced the fake gem with the real one.
"But it still doesn't mean that the legend is real."
"But your adventurer friend might know, right?"
Solano climbed up the steps that led to the ship's steering wheel. She removed her hat to smooth down her head feathers.
"What's her name again?"
"Daring Do,"
Rainbow Dash answered.
"If any pony knows something about the Good Fortune Garnet, it's definitely her."
Though it felt awesome to be setting out on a journey with her new friends, Rainbow Dash began to grow nervous. Daring Do wasn't the type of pony who loved big crowds of visitors showing up at her door, let alone random visitors hoping for help hunting a potentially fictitious treasure. And after the recent events in Somnambula that had almost led her to retire and hang up her adventuring hat for good, Daring Do was likely to be wary of taking on too many new treasure hunting jobs. She loved to work alone. But maybe, for Rainbow Dash, Daring Do might do a favor.
"Captain!"
First Mate Mullet appeared at Solano's side. He held his claw to his forehead in salute.
"Ship's in tip-top shape. She's ready for departure."
"Thanks, Mullet," Solano nodded. "Great work. Now get the rest of the scalawags to their stations and let's get her back in the open skies where she belongs."
"Aye, aye!"
Mullet shouted and began delegating orders to the rest of the crew. Suddenly, Rainbow Dash felt the floorboards rumbling. The ship was finally leaving port, or leaving her parents' house, rather. Windy Whistles and Beau Hothoof stood on their porch, waving to the pirates and their daughter.
"Have fun on your adventure," Beau called out.
"Be safe."
"Don't forget to wear a sweater if it gets chilly out there,"
Windy reminded them.
"And if there's a gift shop, bring me back a plate."
"We will,"
shouted Mullet and Boyle in unison as they waved from the bow of the ship.
"Thank ye for everything."
They'd grown quite fond of Rainbow Dash's parents and all their pampering. They sure were going to miss those delicious sandwiches. Rainbow Dash trotted up to the edge of the ship and waved her hoof at her mom and dad.
"Bye! See you soon!"
Squabble jumped up and jangled the rope hooked to a giant brass bell.
Ding dong!
It was the signal.
"Hop up and away!"
whooped Captain Solano, and the brilliantly colored feathered wings of the airship spread open, carrying the ship off into the blue unknown.